WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's plenty of high school sports going on today as officials are able to work the diamonds and get the fields and track meets ready to go for today. We'll be on hand at Riverdale where the Chieftains host Westby coming up in just a bit here today. The Brewers will be back into action at home tonight with Bryce Wilson starting the game against the Tampa Bay Rays. Milwaukee's pitching staff has given up 30 runs total in the last two games. Well, the Bucks are down and almost out, but not quite out yet. Indiana can advance to the next round of the playoffs if it takes Tuesday's game at the Fiserv Forum. It isn't clear if Damian Lillard or Giannis Antetokounmpo will be available then. Both missed last night's game. Well, overall, the Packers are considered to be in the middle of the pack in terms of the draft that concluded on Saturday night. Brian Gutekunst, GM of Green Bay, talked about his team being young and if they're going to stay that way.
You know, I don't think there's a goal to be the young one of the youngest five teams. I don't think we're looking at that. I think we want to be young and we want to be growing and we want to be getting better. We want to have young legs and be fast. And I think the age thing's just a number. It's more about our explosiveness, our speed, and the competition part of it. So we'll never shy away from being young. I don't think we will ever do that. But, you know, this group that took the field last year for us, I think it's going to be important that they continue to grow.
The Packers' Brian Gutekunst as the Packers look back on their draft. And the Wisconsin men's basketball program has received a commitment from point guard Cameron Hunter of Central Arkansas. He comes to Madison through the transfer portal. Hunter was a two-year starter and made All-Atlantic Sun Conference twice. He averaged 16.7 points and almost 5 rebounds and 4 assists a game while reaching double figures in 27 of 31 games. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.